Not long ago, I heard an interview with author Barbara Kingsolver about her newest book, Animal Vegetable Miracle, A Year of Food Life. Kingsolver and her family spent a year mostly eating foods they'd harvested on their own or bought from local farms. The idea was to prove to herself that her family could live well while cutting down the fuel used in food transportation. In the interview, she mentioned that the family had canning parties. Well, that was enough to inspire me. I ordered a half bushel of tomatoes from a local organic farmer and headed to Anne Murray's house. Anne's a friend and coworker whose family used to can.
I have to tell you what my father says of canning. He says, eat what you can, but what you can't, can. And it's so true.
As a kid in rural West Virginia, Anne was the shucker of corn and the snipper of beans. She never had a leading role at the pressure cooker, that tightly sealed pot used for canning that has the frightening capacity to explode if handled incorrectly. Like me, the friends who joined us, Robin Hewlett and Matt Willard, don't know much about canning either. For instruction, we turn to the 1964 edition of The Joy of Cooking. Check out the language in this book. Good organization and proper equipment simplify canning and give you, with a minimum of effort, gay-looking shelves of glistening, jewel-like jars, all labeled and dated and ready to use. Matt recalls a similar book from his childhood.
My mom had the Betty Crocker cookbook from, like, 1965, and they had, like, explicit pictures of, like, the process, and I always found it really intriguing to read through that because I was like, I live in New York City. No one cans here. Like, that was, like, so far from my mind. I'm, like, I'm thinking of some person in, like, Wyoming on a farm, like, actually
like
still canning,
cabin.
Like, having the can. But now it's coming full circle. It's great.
Not many people think much about canning these days. But the process has a rich history. Learning to preserve food this way actually helped Napoleon to win wars. Now canning has made its way into Anne Murray's kitchen, where we're waiting for a pot of water to boil. We've scalded and skinned our tomatoes. Now we lay out our plan for organization that Joy of Cooking promises will leave us with glistening jars.
The tomatoes could probably go in without the funnel, and we could just use the funnel for the water.
Are we pouring water into
the jars?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, don't you lose flavor that way?
Haven't we talked about this like 70 times?
That part I totally missed. But look, there's all this juice in here.
We'll just make up the difference with the water.
Anyway, what do we know? We try to get the right amount of tomatoes in the jar. Not so much so they'll explode, but not so little so that we're mostly packing water.
How about another half?
Sure. Let's push it down in there.
We submerge 8 quarts into boiling water and wait what seems like a very long 45 minutes. Anne throws us a bone to keep us going.
They're looking beautiful, guys.
Oh, thanks, Anne.
Looking like my mother's cupboard.
Since Anne's the only one with actual canning memories, we're all ears.
I just remember being really hot outside and just incredibly hot, steamy in the kitchen. And I felt like my mom was, you know, sacrificing a little so we could have canned stuff. But it was always so great in the middle of the winter to open it up.
So at the end of 6 hours, we only have 12 quarts of tomato jars to show for it. And I'm a little disappointed because I wish we could have been more efficient. I mean, it's a good thing we're not in the French military, right? Because we, like, seriously couldn't survive on this.
I feel like the sitting around and the chatting is part of the social canning party aspect.
They eventually had me convinced that we were productive enough, until I did some searches on the internet about canning parties. In a 1918 book called Use Your Government, What Your Government Does for You, there are tables listing teams of Kansas canners and their output. If I read correctly, Mrs. P.W. Rieger, aided by 17-year-old Bernadette Rieger, canned 622.5 quarts of fruit, vegetables, soups, and meats. I wonder if I'm too old to join 4-H. For the Environment Report, this is Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.